I said, this is Ken the Don here, and whether you're tuning on Muggles Podcast or on our YouTube or here in our private Facebook group, I just want to say thank you guys so much. Once again, like I said, it's the top of the year, you guys. The first Wednesday of the year. I don't know about you, but I am so excited. I'm so happy. I have a lot that has been going on, and I'm just doing this today, like it's titled, as the state address, to get you guys all caught up and understanding what you need to know as far as either having a home-based business, but, you know, just understanding fully. Young Money Muggles, you guys, we're here to help you guys and elevate you in your health and elevate you and being wealthy and living a holistic life, okay, you guys? That's what it's all about, all right? So, without further ado, I want to talk to you guys about a few things. If you want to go ahead and comment and say where you're from and say hi and say who you are, it doesn't show me who you are, but I see some people who are in here already. So how y'all doing? Hey, how you doing? All right, you guys. So first and foremost, you know, I got to do my Grandpa Ken thing. All right. So I want you guys to understand it is the beginning of your year. I need you to know your why. Okay, you guys, why do you do what you do? Why do you wake up in the morning and do the things that you do, but you don't do the things that you want to do, all right? That's what you need to ask yourself today, all right? I want to know why you don't do the things that you really want to do. We are in a new year. We are in a new era. We are in a new decade. And I know, I believe in every single one of you. And I know that you can go out there and you can really conquer. Oh, you're from Maryland? That's awesome. I'm here as well. I want to know what you can... Let me slow myself down. I want you to know that you're able to conquer anything in this world. Okay, you guys? Anything you set your mind to. We've talked about this last week. Remember? Day before New Year's, we said it's about your mind. The law of thinking. Understanding that it starts here first. And if you don't understand that your mind is the quality of your thoughts will portray the quality of your life, then you will continue to do cycles over and over and over again, you guys, all right? So, like I said, it's the beginning of the year. Understand your why, all right? Why do you go to work? Why do you do what you do? If you're an entrepreneur, why do you have the business that you have, okay? What is the purpose of it? Is it behind the scenes, is it because you're bitter or you're hurt and you've been rejected? So now when you make it, you want to tell other people, oh, look, I'm better than you and I made it. Or are you genuinely trying to solve problems for people? Are you genuinely trying to help others grow and help others become a better person or whatever it is? Give them a product that can elevate their life. What problem are you solving? All right, you guys, because that's what you really need to ask yourself as an entrepreneur. You know, we have a lot, like I said, we have a lot of side hustles and things that we like and things that are hobbies, all right? But is it really helping people, okay? So I want you to understand your why, you guys. It's very important that we come into this new year knowing why we're doing what we're doing. And a lot of us are starting businesses and they're failing and they're not prospering and they're not lasting and they're going up and down because you're not understanding your why. I can only speak for myself. So I'm fighting for my family right now. I'm fighting. I have a son, a 3-year-old. He will be 4 in April, even though, you know, Rona's going on and stuff. I still want to be able to give him everything, you know? And just from saying that, yes, he is spoiled. I will just put that disclaimer in, okay? He is very spoiled. So it's to the point now, like, I have my godson here, too. Shout out to Ashley if you're here in the group, my best friend. But I have my godson here, too, and he literally has almost 2 of everything. So they aren't fighting. Everything is good, right? But yeah, so that's my why, okay? And some of you know our story, you know? I wasn't always together with my wife. So when we were separated and not seeing him growing up and not seeing him first walk and all of those things, that really bothered me and that really got to me. So I wasn't working. I was fired from every job. I didn't like certain jobs because I was just bougie and just funny acting. So Kenterprises happened. In the beginning, it was me drop shipping, doing eBay, selling stuff on eBay, or buy it from Amazon and then sell it on eBay, and doing watches and G-Shocks and all that. And then it moved from that to actually getting into the credit realm. And then I started helping people with the credit realm. But like I said, when the first business came up and it dropped, you know, I didn't know what else to do. And so in those times of me dropping and such, I'm trying to understand my why and what am I doing, you know? So it's led us here. It's led us to Young Money Muggles. And I'm so grateful that it has, because this is my why. All right, you guys, and this is one of my whys. I love waking up and talking to you guys. I love waking up and seeing money in my business accounts and seeing money happening on my social sites and stuff. And I'm not really doing much but setting up systems. And to be able to come on and talk to you guys and help you do it as well, I love it, you know, because I was just talking to my financial advisor. I'm smiling because it's funny that he said it. But it's like, you know, he was like, why are you doing this? You're making money. You don't have to do the YouTube and all that. I'm like, I know, but this is fun. This is one of my whys, you guys, to really understand how to live a healthy and happy life, you know. And even right now, I'm so energetic from, you know, the drink to shrink and the Laura Greens and the coffee that I have. Like, those things really have me energized. I wake up 5 a.m, I'm working out, I'm coming back home, able to walk the dog, be with my family, I work from home, you know? So it's all been just a healthy, happy life. And I want you guys to see that as well. And I want you guys to have that tangible in your life. So, all right, you guys? So your why, like I said, your why is important. And you need to understand quality over quantity. All right, you guys, some of you, you're like, what do you mean by that? You may be doing a lot of things, but what is the quality of it? All right, understanding the quality over the quantity. And, you know, I'm doing this so that I'm going to edit this for YouTube so that I can have the things coming up. But understanding the importance of it. OK, you guys, having things that are good, the quality is top notch, right? Everything that I do, I make sure that it is top notch. I don't just want to sell you something just to make money. No, my purpose, my goal is to make sure that it is helping you and it is elevating you in some area, some aspect. So even with our drink to shrink, you can drink this drink to shrink. It's 100% organic, 100% natural, which I love, you know. I've been trying it for over a month and a half now. So now to actually be a part of the business, I'm excited because I'm able to help people as well as help myself. I showed you guys the pictures last night. Me and my wife were kind of doing this little challenge right now with the drink to shrink, see who can lose their gut the first, you know, so she's saying, you know, you're a dancer, you're going to cheat and do crunches all day and planks. But, I mean, that's what I'm used to. So, but yeah, so you guys, what is the quality of your product, okay? I believe in Drink the Shrink. It's results after results. I have people messaging me all the time, all my customers hitting me up with the results that they're having. And it's just so just overwhelming at times because I'm just so elated that I'm in this position to help people. I don't know how to properly portray that to you. As a business person, as an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that your product is, I don't know about you, like I said, I want to solve problems, okay, you guys? And I want to be that person. Ken the Don, that's my name, the Don. Y'all might see the Godfather and you came to my granddaughter's birthday today and kissed the ring. I don't want to be like that. But I do want to be able to, if anyone hit me up for anything, I can be able to help you or I can be able to reference you to someone. So like Eartha Harris, Tight Knit Radio Show. I'm on the Tight Knit Radio Show every Saturday. Every Saturday at 1 o'clock, WOB, Baltimore Radio, we're talking on the Tight Knit Radio Show, and we're talking about solutions. We're talking about helping people getting their stuff together. It's a tight knit, okay, you guys? So we're all helping each other. We're all going out there and helping whatever business you call in. They give you solutions like that, you guys, and I'm seeing it happen, all right? So quality over quantity, understanding that, all right, you guys? This is the first state of the year address for you. So for if you're watching the replay or you're catching, if you're on right now and you're listening and you're like, okay, what are you going through all of these for? I'm going to reference this every time someone's going through something. Every time someone is not understanding why their business is going on. This is that, okay? This is the top of the year. This is what I want you to keep in your mind. For those of you, like I said, that are catching the replay, I want you to understand your why, okay? Your why is important. And understanding the quality over quantity. Yeah, you could be doing a lot. You could be having a lot of your product to be ready. But what is the quality of it? What is the demand, okay? All right, you guys. So we have next our believing. What is our belief system? And what is our remembering system or reconnaissance, if I'm saying the word right, reconnaissance. What do you believe in? Do you believe that? I'm not even talking about Christianity, okay, you guys? I'm going to get on that in a second as far as your religion, because it's not, or yes, your religion, because it's important that you believe in something higher than you, okay? Something that you could be thankful for, something that you can pull on, something that you believe can endow you with the strength to get done what you need to get done. Because I don't know about you, but when I first had the ideas of being an entrepreneur, I did not think it was going to be this big. I did not think I was going to have a corporation. I did not think I was going to have employees and people that were hiring doing. So God has exceeded my expectations. And so I believe that he has given me all of this. All right. But your belief system, what do you believe in? What do you want to see happen in your life? What do you believe that you can do? We talked about this for the law of thinking, you guys. Sometimes our mindsets are so beat down from other people putting in us what we can't do, that we don't even believe that we can do some of these things. We don't believe that we can start this business. We don't believe we can be the chef. We don't believe that we can be the top entrepreneur in our field. What do you believe in, you guys? And what are you remembering? Do you only think of the negativity? Do you only think of the sad times? Do you only think of everything that's happening that is bad? Or are you remembering all the good times? Are you remembering the times where you were able to go out and have fun? Are you remembering the times where you were able to go out and do things for others and able to help others, and you can't wait to get back at that position where you had a good car? Yeah, you might have a nice beat up car. Like for me, I'll give you guys an example. Yes, I'm making money, but I have goals, I have dreams, I have visions. So right now I'm grateful that I have my little 99 Chevy Malibu. It ain't the prettiest, it ain't the prettiest, it ain't the beautifulest, it ain't something that I wanna, you know, always be, hello, thanks for coming in. It ain't something that I wanna, you know, be focusing on. But I know that when I'm able to buy off my Chrysler 300 paid in full, I can do it. I know that when I'm able to buy off my nice little two-door, whether it's my Infiniti or my Audi, I haven't chose which one I want yet, but I got it on my vision board. I'm ready. I'm excited for it. I'm believing that that's what I'm going to get. What are you believing in? What are you wanting? What are you expecting out of your life? Are you expecting the same thing? Are you expecting average? Are you expecting mediocre? Or are you willing to go out there and make it happen at all costs, okay? When I first started some of these businesses, when I first started most of these businesses, it was me staying up late, working at it, posting, putting stuff out there, letting the clients know what I have, telling the people what's up, believing in what I have, being a product of the product. Some of you are selling stuff to people that you aren't even a product of. I got my credit fixed through MWR, and I have a date where they're telling me this is when I'm going to be done. I'm doing the drink, the shrink, and I'm losing the pounds. I don't want to show you my belly because my wife gets upset when I flaunt what's hers. But I have the results, you guys, and I'm so excited that I have to tell somebody. That's how I feel. So for all of you who are listening, for all of you who are catching the replay, for all of you who are either watching on YouTube and you're like, oh, I want that, go ahead and hit us up. Call 410-929-1772 or email us, okay? 410-929-1772 or email us at info@kentaprisescorp.com, okay? All right, or you can click our link trees and down in the links below. You should see the links below. We always have links in the postings and in the on the YouTube that are already, you know, automatically generated. So click those links, get plugged in, you guys. Let's grow together. It's the first of the year. I'm excited. You don't understand how excited I am. I'm so happy because, like I said, I'm in a position where I can help people. I'm in a position where I know that this product works and that the sky is the limit with this thing. Okay, you guys? I want you to understand as well, for those of you who have been following me for some time now, like I said, I've been doing this. There's levels to this, and I'm excited because there's levels to this. We got some more things coming up for you guys. I have some amazing interviews with some entrepreneurs here in Baltimore. I want people to see that Baltimore, Maryland, and that Maryland as a whole is not just some slum place. I want people to not just think of us as the violence and the riots that have happened. We are more than that. We are entrepreneurs. There are people out here who are really rock stars, who are really rappers and getting it. There aren't rappers just dying, okay, and being killed off. There's rappers still who are doing the thing, who sound good, like my little brother, OMG Capo, like it's Capo, okay? Like my cousins, WB Mills, and my other Capo, KP Easy, or whatever his name is, Chris Peasy, I think his name is. All right, these people are good. They're awesome. So this is a grace culture, you guys, all right? And this is just me being my churchiness, okay? I mean, it's not even churchiness because it's actually family, if you think about it. It starts as family, and then if you are able to understand family, if your family isn't so dysfunctional to where as though you don't talk to people and you just stop talking to your dad. Like, I'm past that phase. Either we're going to do this and we're going to grow and we're going to communicate through the hard times and just go eat and dinner, have dinner afterwards and be okay. And, you know, he can say whatever he wants and yell at me and I can say whatever I want and cuss at him. And then, boom, we going back out to eat. This is that community, Young Money Muggles, okay, you guys? So whoever out there, you know, if we start off on the right foot or things, you know, just... You know, you may have perceived things in a different way that it was. This is a grace culture. This is your home. You're always welcome home. If you ever have questions, if you ever need understanding for anything, you guys, don't ever feel like it's a dumb question. Like I said, I'm doing this live for our Facebook group as well. All right, so you can comment, you can post. If you have your own business, I'm encouraging you to post into the group, okay? Let people know what you got going on, you know? Just from myself, this is me, okay? I know that I was the outcast at some point in my life for certain things. I know that people didn't believe and didn't want what I had to offer at a certain point in my life. So I want to create a community to where all of you who feel as though you are the outcast, no, you have a home. This is your home. Calling all outcasts, calling all of those who feel like they are the underdogs, they are the slum dogs, they're the ones that nobody wants. We want you, okay? Come on, get on live in the group. You have that freedom. I've made everyone available. I put the settings where everyone can post lives. They can post their stories. They can post videos. And they can post, you know, pictures and products and services. Post your stuff, okay, you guys? Don't be afraid, all right? Like I said, this is for all of us. This is for us, all right? I've learned that. Why keep waiting for someone to give you the door when you can make your own door? Bust that shit open. Post the stuff, you guys. Add the people in the group so that we can grow together. All right, you guys. So like I said, remember your why. Quality over quantity. Believe and remember why you're doing what you're doing. Believe in what you're doing. And remember that there is grace to get it done. You might fall. You might hiccup, but it's okay. Keep going. This is Ken the Don. Thanks for tuning in, you guys, all right? Hey, Google, turn the music up to 100%.